It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes, it is. And happy 100th episode, Mr. Lee.
Oh, can you believe it? Happy 100th episode to you, JT. This is remarkable.
Wow, 100 episodes. And here we are. We're still going. We didn't think it would last past the pilot, so we did pretty well recently. We're happy to
Which
be here.
Which is so true. I can't believe that it's been 100 episodes. That has just gone so quick, that year.
Yeah, it has. But so do you want to do the mushy talk here, or do you want to do it at the end? What do you want to do, you know, where we...
We should do it at the end because I need to talk about movies.
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But a massive show. There's lots going on, Mr. Lee. We've got some new films to talk about. We'll go around and see what's happening with our top five, see whether or not a Minecraft movie stays at the top here in Oz. Because it is our 100th episode, Mr. Lee, in true Talking Flicks style, we've got to take a look back at our worst bits of the last 100 episodes. And I can tell you now, there was about 3,000 hours of them. So there's heaps. It was hard to work out what not to put in. But our bloopers and a whole bunch of things that happened behind the scenes in that as well. So that's coming up a bit later on. And Mr. Lee, being Mother's Day this weekend, a special guest.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yeah, joining us a bit later on the show.
I can't wait to find out who that is. The look on your face is going to be priceless.
Oh, yeah. Well, I will find out, won't we, a bit later on in the show. Mr. Lee, let's do this.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Now, first movie that opened up yesterday is Shadow Force. Now, this is a new action thriller, and it stars Kerry Washington, Omar Sy, Mark Strong, who I really like, he's an actor. And it's all about a guy and a girl who fall in love. They work for a special forces group called Shadow Force, but they broke the number one rule of falling in love. And so when it gets found out, they have to get out. So, very interesting concept, don't you think, JT?
It is very naughty. Let's have a listen.
Come on, Dad.
There isn't a distance you can travel or a hole dug deep enough where I can't reach you.
I can't help but feel a little flattered.
You want to keep running all your life? A life that's getting shorter by the second.
We're being tracked. Pockets loaded, rocket loaded, can't let's rock and roll. It's time
to go, block, stop and keep. You got us flanked. You think I'm jumping out the window? I got a
moment. 8 years ago, I recruited these two into a unit known as Shadow Force. We did God's dirty work around the globe.
We have a sin now. We cannot do this anymore.
Shadow Force came with one ironclad rule: no one leaves.
I'm not gonna live in fear anymore. We are the hunters now.
Then we need help. Auntie and Unc are gunning for Cinder.
We can burn his ass down.
Hell yeah, now I can drink to that.
Time to go, lock, stock, and two smoking barrels. I swore, I came, I swore, I praise the Lord, I praise the Lord.
If it's a war you want with me, Jack, keep coming.
We're gonna get the bad guys.
You took the thing I love most. And isn't he the thing that you love most?
I care about my family, and I will kill to protect them.
What do you got?
Two rounds.
I got one. Do you think maybe I should get the extra?
It's not an extra.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, usually I'm the better shot.
Usually?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Shadow Force. That is out now if you love a good action thriller. But Mr. Lee, the one I'm really looking forward to, I've been hanging for this for about a month now, is Clown in a Cornfield. Oh, it's going to be so good.
Why do they always use clowns? Clowns are meant to be good, fun things.
Yeah, but geez, what they've done with the clown in this movie, it's creepy as. And that's why I want to go see it, because it's just, what a great little storyline. We spoke about it last week, you know, you know, this daughter and her father moving to this quiet town, there's cornfields there, and there's this myth about this clown, and they had like these, this clown festival and all that sort of stuff. So I'm, and this is a really nasty, really nasty clown.
He does some bad stuff.
Yeah, it certainly does. Take a listen to this. This is Clown in a Cornfield.
They're really big on tradition around here.
Every year there's this parade where everyone gathers around a Frendo float.
Frendo?
It's the clown on all the Bay Pen corn syrup labels. He's practically a local legend.
Wait. Smile, silly girl. You're about to become a sensation.
Be careful who you hang out with. There's some real weirdos at this town.
Six. Yeah, very funny, man.
Hey, Ginger! You okay?
There's a psycho dressed up like Frendo trying to kill us!
Where's the button, Jen? What is this?
What kind of phone is this?
Ooh. Definitely Freaky Clown in the Cornfield, starring Aaron Abrams, Katie Douglas in this one, Carlson McCormick is, well, Mr. Lee.
Now, the one that I'm looking forward to is because it's the 40th anniversary of Crocodile Dundee, the encore cut. A few weeks ago, we had the legend, the icon, playing. So this one, having Mick Dundee back on the big screen. And if you've never seen Crocodile Dundee on the big screen, this is your chance to, because 40 years ago, I remember it was massive. It was one of the biggest movies ever at that time. So,
and you get to see it in 4K as well, which for the first time. That's 4K's crisp on the big screen. Oh, so crisp. So yeah,
can't wait.
That is out now, Crocodile Dundee, the 40th year, as well as these movies, Mr. Lee, at the Forum 6, Nodian 5.
Yeah, The Accountant 2, The Amateur, The Correspondent, Disney Snow White, Dog Man, a Minecraft movie, The Penguin Lessons, Sinners, Thunderbolts / Avengers, Until Dawn, Warfare, Ocean with David Attenborough, and Clueless 30th anniversary screening. All these are playing now. Check out your local cinema.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
100 episodes, so you still stuff it up. Good to see nothing changes. Yeah.
It wouldn't be right if I just went straight into it. Really,
no, it would not. You always keep me guessing, Mr. Lee. I like that. You keep me on my toes on the panel, which is great. Let's do some fives, Mr. Lee. Let's start in the USA, and this is yours this week.
Yeah. Number five, Until Dawn. Number four is Accountant 2. Number three is a Minecraft movie. Number two is Sinners. And number one for the US, Thunderbolts.
No surprise. Yes, Marvel. Of course Marvel is going to be number one, but will it be number one for Oz, Mr. Lee? That is the question, because a Minecraft movie... going to be hard to knock this one off. Let's do it. Number five is Tina. Number four is The Accountant 2. Number three is a Minecraft movie. Ooh. Ooh. Wow. Number two is Sinners, and number one, well, it can only be one realistically, couldn't it? Looks like Marvel strikes again. It is Thunderbolts. That is your top five for Australia this week, Mr. Lee.
That is so cool. I'm so happy it made number one.
Yeah, very well done. And we'll see how long it stays there for, because could be a long time. Now, Miss Lee, our 100th episode. Now, very soon the pizzas will be arriving. I did order some pizzas today. Yeah, nice crunchy
vegetarian
pizza.
Please say you ordered my vegetarian.
Did you really? Yeah, no, I did. I've got your vegetarian.
I asked you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's a little peppercorns on there. I've got I've got the meat lovers. So
Of course. It's
on order. We'll be here soon. Also, my nan baked us some, God love us, some lemon shortbread biscuits. Yeah.
Oh.
Although, I tried to have one before and it nearly broke my teeth. So I think she left them in the oven a bit too long. And plus the cake. There is cake to have a bit later on as well. Oh. So much to love about our 100th episode. But Mr. Lee, one of the best parts is going back and taking a look at 100 episodes and some of our highs and our lows.
Oh, dear.
More lows.
This worries me. it worries me big time, because I bet you Timothy Chalamet makes an appearance. What's the bet?
Maybe not. We'll have to find out. Here we go. This is some of our best and worst bits of Talk of Flicks over the last 100 episodes.
I'm JT. Would love to welcome this guy back too. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. Can you believe it? We're back.
It's been, to be precise, Mr. Lee, 2,701 days. I've done some work on my maths.
I hope you used a calculator for that, did you?
No, I didn't. I put it into Google, to be entirely honest. Well, I don't think I insulted you too much, so...
No, you didn't. Yeah. You did really well. Is that because it's the first week?
It's just the first week. I'm going light, honestly. Yeah. I am. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I thought that was the reason, yeah.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of time to talk about, your old school photos and things like that next week when we do return.
I thought I'd burn all those, but anyway.
Do you remember the 2003 movie Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan?
2003?
2003.
Wow, so that's 21 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, that private education did work for you. Well,
wow.
I'm on fire today, I should say.
Now, two actors, along with the director Sean Levy, have shared in a recent interview with Andy Cohen on radio and also via People that they actually had to visit the iconic singer to ask, well, that's what we just went, wasn't it, Miss Lee? That's what I should breathe about. I'll do take two.
And we've got Adam, and he's heading to watch Alien Romulus.
Oh.
So then I don't have to, because you know I don't do horror. So
yes.
Adam's going off.
You convinced him,
didn't
you? You convinced him somehow. You're like,
yes,
oh,
I did.
Look, I was going to go see it,
so
but got to wash my hair. So how can you go? You know, it's true.
It is true. Well, the lawns, they just seem to keep growing, don't they, the lawns?
They do. I could see you doing that.
Yeah. I put my headphones on and listen to our podcast while I go around.
Oh, no, you don't. What are you talking about? Come on.
Diamond. A very rare diamond. Jack, I want you to draw me. Sorry. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this. I've now worked out what we're to start. I'm going to make sure I'll be texting, I will be phoning you, and if not, I'm going to send a ticket to your nan so she can come.
Grant Lee. Siri.
I'm just really...
Lock Grant Lee's number. You very much, Siri. There you go. So no, you won't be messaging me this week, Mr. Lee. It's going to be a quiet week.
You're going to have a very quiet week then. Oh, you poor Nan.
Yeah, of course, it's Mufasa. There you go. That was Party Popper.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad you explained what that is, because I thought it was,
always come to a JT party. You know it.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of your
That's
parties.
Where we get Ian Nance. She throws a bit of parties in here. But the exciting news is Minions 3 has moved to July 2026. So we don't have to wait as long. And I knew you'd be happy about the Minions.
No, I'm not happy about the Minions. I mean, I'm happy I've got to wait. It's 2026, so at least it's not going to wreck my 2025, which is good. So that's. However, next year I know we'll have to talk about it. So, yeah, I might take some leave around that time.
Damn, your nan's a really good cook, can I just say? She's really talented. Yeah. The Christmas pudding was beautiful.
Yep, that was great. The only issue was your nan, isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, I think she wishes I was her grandson more. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
That was another shandy we talked about, but anyway. Oh,
jeez. That's what you two were doing up so late.
I went to Grease the Musical last year, and I started singing some of the songs. And
oh, God.
My lovely wife said to me, Grant, people have come to hear the performers sing, not you. And so I went... Okay, I'll stop singing.
It was either Hopelessly Devoted or you're the one that I want. It was one of those two that he was singing. I reckon that was the one. And Demi,
me too.
Demi, she picked up the Golden Globes. That could be a good indication. And when she did, this was a bit of her speech. Oh, I don't have that. It's not working. So we'll insert that, Mr. Lee. So... All right, let's compose ourselves.
This is set 183 years before the original Lord of the Rings as well. So that's a long time before, isn't it?
183 years, yeah. Yeah, it's a very long time before it. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing how that went. What are you laughing at? You were probably around then too, so it wouldn't surprise me.
I was waiting for... That's what I was laughing at, because I thought I gave you a great line and you didn't take it.
Yeah, but I can't work with 183 years, Mr. Lee. That's just not possible. Oh, Mr. Lee. Wow. That was... Yeah, well, there's some great memories there. And, yeah.
And we're still friends.
I know. How about that? Yeah. Mr. Lee, I love you. You know that, and yeah,
ditto right back at you.
What a great 100 episodes.
Yeah.
So that was a great little trip down memory lane. So I thoroughly enjoyed that.
And I actually enjoyed listening to our very first podcast right at the beginning there. We've come a long way since then, haven't we?
Well, we certainly have with sound quality. Jeez, the quality was awful with the where were you? Bloody you're in a tin can somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, but that's good. And to thank you everyone who has listened to us for 100 episodes, yeah, because this is why we do it. To be able to bring you the latest in movies and have some fun with you each and every Wednesday and Friday. So thank you so much to those that listen, and thank you to the Forum 6, the Odeon 5 as well, and to Andrew and Sally and all the team there. So yeah, and we look to bring you another 100 episodes inside the next 12 months. Yes.
Which is going to be so much fun. Cannot wait.
Well, Mr. Lee, let's just keep going, because we've got some great new movies opening next week. And oh, yes, this one here, Final Destination. It's been so long since we saw the last one. And I've been waiting. This is one of these movies I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for. Watched the trailer once and it's got me hooked. I will be seeing this one too. Back to back.
Oh, look, Final Destination, Bloodlines. Why are they bringing out so many horrors at the moment? It's just, yeah, incredible how many horrors. The other one that you might like as well that opens up next week is Hurry Up Tomorrow, another horror. It's all about a musician who has got insomnia. And the one that I'm looking forward to is Tina. And this is a drama, and it's actually all about a lady who has a choir, and she makes them perform. So that looks really good, a New Zealand film. And the big one, and this is actually a really interesting thing, because I can't tell you when or ever have we had a movie open on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, we've got Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning happening. So that's May 17th. So that's insane.
It is Tom Cruise films. It doesn't surprise me that you've pushed it back to a Saturday. You're not working Saturday, are you? That's the reason why.
No, I'm not.
I did email Tom
and say, open it Saturday. I'm not at work on Saturday. So, yes, I'm sure he listened to me.
Exactly why he did it. I'm sure he would listen to you, Miss Lee. I'm sure he really would.
Oh, I'm sure.
And our talk and flickster for this week, it was Byron who went along to see Thunderbolts, the new Marvel movie. And there's a little nice little surprise in that movie. So you can hear all of that on the podcast, the talk and flickster from Wednesday. And this coming Wednesday, Mr. Lee, this is my type of movie, Clown in the Cornfield. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I know you aren't.
Well, I watched the trailer and that scared the living daylights out of me. Just watching the trailer.
And that was the first 15 seconds. So, yeah, I know you won't be going on to see that. However, Flick Will, who is our talk and flickster for this coming Wednesday, and we'll have a catch up with her and get her thoughts on the movie. I'm sure she's going to love it. I'm going along too, Mr. Lee. I'll be taking some time out this weekend to go and say, hey, it looks so good. So I'm hanging on for that.
Oh, I'm so pleased you're going, not me, because you know that I'd be sitting there with my eyes closed, my ears closed, and I'd have nightmares.
And I don't want to go along to see it with you because there wouldn't be much left of me. I'd have bloody scratch marks all over me, or you'd be trying to cling on to me, so no, that won't be happening. Did you mute your microphone, Mr. Lee?
Jeez, I did too. Sorry, I don't know how I did that. Sorry.
God, can't even work the equipment. Accident. This is going very well. If you want to be a Talk and Flicks star, you can go to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Click on the Talk and Flicks banner and you can be part of the podcast and see a movie on Mr. Lee's credit card. So, not mine, Mr. Lee's. Yes. So make sure you hop to that. Yeah. This coming Sunday, Mr. Lee, a very special day. Mums all around Australia, it is Mother's Day. Are you doing much for Mother's Day, Mr. Lee? You got much going on for your lovely mum?
Yeah. We're actually heading to the park in the afternoon to have afternoon tea with my mum. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice. What are you up to? Anything exciting? Or actually, we probably shouldn't say.
Oh, yes, because we have a special guest. Right, well, let's find out, because joining us on the show, we haven't done this before, Mr. Lee. This is all new to us. We haven't had a family member on the show, but my lovely mum, Jane, joins us. Hello, mum.
Hello, darling.
Oh, there she is. Welcome to Talk and Flicks.
Was that to me or was that to JT?
Oh, here we go. Mr. Lee, please. We're just getting started, all right? You get back in your corner. All right, mum's here. And she is an amazing woman, Mr. Lee. I'm so glad. I really wanted to get her on the show and just say I love you, mum, and thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you, darling. It's glad I gave birth to you.
That's good to hear. Keep going. Some of the nice things you want about me, even though this day's about you. And now, another reason why we've got you on, we're going to play a special game that Mr. Lee's lined up. Seeing how will I know you?
Yeah. And you know what? I actually really enjoyed this because I actually rang your mum. I tracked her down. Mm. And her and I have been chatting for the last week about you. And I found out a few little stories on the way that I've gone, really? JT?
Well, firstly, really? How the hell did you get a number? What's going on here? First my nan, now my mum. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I had to ring your nan to find out, and your nan just gave it over the phone number. So how cool is that?
Nan, I've told her time and time again, don't give out numbers, Nan. Okay, well, anyway. What a great game, Mr. Lee. So I'm really nervous about this. I don't know what questions are going to pop up here and how I'm going to go. Are these easy questions, mum?
I would think so. Some of them probably are.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
I'm sure you'll be. I'm sure you will get them, JT. Okay. You'll be fine. You'll be good. And it was questions that I would know about my mum as well. So I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, his questions are usually shit, so we'll see how this goes. You get used to it after a while. 10 years is long enough to know that. I think this is going to be a train wreck.
But can I just say, before we go on, how good is it we've got your mum on for our 100th show?
Yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
This is our 100th episode, and we have you on here, JT's mum. It is so good.
Well, there you go. I feel special, and congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much, mum. Thank you. Yeah, it's 100 episodes with this guy. It's tough some days, but, you know, it's okay.
I won't lie, but he does carry me, Jane. He does. He actually does all the work. I just sit here and just, you know, not do much.
Yeah. All right, well, Mr.
That's
Lee.
That's kind of my apology to you, so from last Wednesday. So that's kind of my apology, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Lee. I do appreciate that. That was a bit rough on Wednesday, calling me a clown.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm glad we're past that. Let's do these questions and see how I go. Yes. All right, so you're going to ask the question and Mum will let me know whether it's...
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question and you're going to give me the answer and Jane's going to actually say yay or nay, okay?
Oh, okay.
And Mum, we can't say anything till after JT answers, okay? So no hints.
All righty.
So question one, what is Mum's favourite colour?
Her favourite colour is... Hold on, I'll give myself some thinking music. This just helps. I'm going to say her favourite colour is green.
Mum?
Yes, it is sage
green. No way.
It's sage green, but I accept that. I'll accept that because green is green.
All right, one out of the way. That's good.
Well done. Okay, question two. What is your mother's favourite food or dish?
A good steak.
Oh, Mum?
No. Well, my bestest ever food. It's a sweet. It's lemon meringue pie. Anything sweet. Lord.
Well, I've seen you eat those, so this... Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're my bestest, and I got a very sweet tooth.
Okay. Well, one out of two ain't bad.
Yeah, one out of two. We're still... That's not too bad.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to question three. What is your mother's first job?
She worked in like a supermarket or something, wasn't it? There's a supermarket? Or a bar. It was a bar.
No.
No,
keep going. There's one everywhere, nearly every town.
Oh, service station.
No. Think clothing.
All right. Oh, it was a clothing shop, right? Was it a clothing shop?
It was. It was Target.
Target. Oh, jeez. Well, I wouldn't have got that. I mean, how did I not know that? Okay. I know that you've worked in clubs and stuff, so that was where I was going, but...
Later on.
Okay.
It was Target.
Dodgy question, Mr. Lee. Dodgy question.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did well. All right. That's all good.
That's okay. I can redeem myself here. I've got a good feeling about this next question.
Yeah, okay. I think you do. Okay, here we go. Question five. What is your mother's favourite movie or TV show?
Oh, it's action. I'm going to say NCIS.
Mum?
Yes.
NCIS. There you go.
Excellent. Oh, that is awesome. Oh, so you do know your mum.
Yeah, you do. FBI.
Yep. we do like the same kind of TV shows. So that is good. Yeah.
So last question. What's your mother's favourite thing to do with you?
I think her favourite thing to do with me is to chat.
And Mum, is that correct?
Yes, we spend.
And we do a hell of a lot of that. We have about 6-hour phone conversations. So, yeah. However, I should say in that time of the phone conversations, we didn't talk about those lollies and Target at any point. So,
excuse me. That's so funny.
All right.
But you know what? I am going to give you question three, which was your mum's first job, because it's clothing, Target. I am going to give that to you because... You're a kid, so you probably don't...
Oh, here we go. He's making excuses. But you know what, Mr. Lee? I will take this, all right? Because
you will.
Anyone I can get over you is good. So thank you.
So let me tell you, and I think this is a really good thing, you got 4 out of 5 correct, so well done.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Lee. Thank you. And thank you, Mum.
Yes, thank you, Mum. That was good.
Happy Mother's Day for Sunday.
Thank you, my darling. I look forward to seeing you.
We'll do something special. And, I mean, I was going to get her a gift, but she just says she wants money in a card, you know. Like, isn't that... It's a bit...
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, she wants
to buy a drill.
Oh, yeah, that's a drill, yeah. She's very hands-on, very good with the drill, power tools, Mr. Lee. Very good with the power tools.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. And you know what? Doing things like that, I think, is so much better because at least then your mum gets what she wants.
Exactly so, right. Yes. So that's why I'm going to do that. I'm going to give her a pineapple and a card. So, yeah. And I'll put some other things in there too. Well, you don't want a pineapple. You want a lobster.
I want a lemon pie.
Yes. I expect to see photos of a lemon meringue pie, okay, next week.
Jesus Christ. Well, you two can have your lemon meringue pie together, okay? Mr. Lee, it is time for us to go. We're done for our 100th episode. It's great.
I cannot believe it. It has. It's been such a blast. And I have to say thank you, JT, because I don't think I could have done 100 episodes with anyone else. Well, technically mean 98 episodes, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you did. No, you've done very well, Mr. Lee. It's been a blast too. And here's to 100 more.
Yes.
All right, well, let's get out of here, Mr. Lee. Okay. The pizza has arrived. So we're doing pizza today. Yes. So I've got to...
Pizza and cake.
Yum. Pizza and cake, yes. My bargain bin cake. I think it's still good. We'll find out. Let's go check it out. We'll catch you Wednesday midday for the Talk of Flicks stuff.
Bye. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.